Boost your immunity fast with these 7 simple tips. I'm Hamza Aziz, the producer of the Talking with Docs podcast. You might know Talking with Docs from their popular YouTube channel. Want to keep your immunity strong? These quick tips can help.
Brad, the holidays are coming up.
Holidays are coming.
Some people think, oh my God, I always get sick at the holidays. What can I do to boost my immunity so I don't get sick this holiday season?
I thought you were going to say, hey, did you ask for better immunity this year for Christmas?
That's another gift that we're about to give you.
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Paul Salazar.
I'm Dr. Brad Winning. So we're talking about how to improve or increase your immunity naturally.
And we'll talk about things you can do so that you don't get, to minimize the chance of getting sick.
Okay. All right. Getting sick.
Especially over the holidays.
Yeah.
Get sick before the holidays so you can take time off work. And then when you're on your holidays, don't be sick.
Okay. So what is immunity? It sounds like this weird, vague term.
Immunity is your body's ability to fight off infection.
Okay.
We live in an environment that has pathogens or things that want to infect us.
So things like bacteria, virus, fungus.
All these pathogens that want to get us. They want to infect us because that's how they live.
Okay.
And there are some good bacteria that we have that we live in symbiosis with.
Yes. And actually dysbiosis is a big problem.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So what your immune system is what is your body's way of fighting this stuff off.
Okay.
And who's on the team? Who's on the immune system?
So the star, the all-star, the franchise player.
Dark horse, because nobody really knew this years ago.
Is the gut. So there's something called your gut-associated lymphoid tissue, or your GALT.
Yeah.
And so this is, we have a lot of videos about fiber and about food and how it's good for you and it's good for your gut.
Yeah.
Well, there's healthy bacteria in your gut that help control your body's level of inflammation, body's ability to fight infection. So it's this lymphoid tissue that lives inside of our gut that's responsible to 70 to 80% of your immunity comes from your gut. And this is why people that eat the standard American diet are sick, because they don't have a healthy gut.
And it makes sense, because if you think about it, it's very hard for bacteria to get to my kidney or my heart or one of my many internal organs.
Other than via your gut.
And the gut, however, is exposed to all these bacteria because you're putting all these bacteria in your mouth to eat.
Right.
The food you eat isn't sterile. It has bacteria on it. So that's why the gut is most prepared to fight off bacteria.
Okay. Right?
So your gut is one aspect of it. There's some other members of the team.
Okay, so the lymph nodes.
Your lymph nodes, your lymphatic system, your thymus lives right behind your sternum.
Yeah, it doesn't really do much after you get to adulthood. Really important when you're young, but kind of
start cells go to mature. Your spleen.
Yeah, kind of captures stuff.
Spleen is kind of, we can do without it because often we lose our spleen with certain surgeries.
Yes.
But then you need certain vaccines.
That's right.
Your spleen is part of one of the players.
And then the last one is the bone marrow, where all those kind of undifferentiated cells live that become all the important cells that do all sorts of functions in your body. So your bone marrow is really critical.
So to us, your bone as orthopedic surgeons are just the things that hold you up.
Yeah.
But they are chemical reactors that play an important part in the immune system as well. We respect that.
Right. Okay, so we're gonna give you like a top 7 ways to improve your immunity in a pseudo-natural way.
To help
way.
These members of the immune team.
Yep, okay, to set them up for success. What's number one?
Healthy diet. Always, always, always a healthy diet.
So what does that mean? So I should follow a specific diet, diet?
No. I would not do a fad diet, but I would just watch all our videos and go back to all those things that helped before, right? You wanna eat whole foods, you wanna move a little bit more plant-based if you can, less animal-based if you can, making sure that you eat a lot of fiber. We go back to that plate that we've talked about in the past, maybe not. It's the way the food guides have recently changed, You want at least half your plate to be vegetables.
Right.
And you got a quarter grain and a quarter protein.
Yeah. And I'd say inside of healthy diet, we want to make sure we're lots of bright fruits and vegetables, because those colors often represent things that play a scientifically proven role in immunity. So things like vitamin C, zinc, magnesium, important cofactors.
Yeah, bowl of Fruit Loop.
Yep. And then the other one that I'd say from your food.
Bowl of Fruit Loop.
I know.
You don't even listen to me.
I can't. It's like, I'm like, really? Fruit Loops? Come on. I'd say is vitamin D. You can get vitamin D fortified foods.
Yeah.
But vitamin D is an important part of your immunity. And some of it comes from your diet, but some from supplements or the sun.
Okay, healthy diet.
Yes, healthy diet.
No brainer. Stay healthy so you don't get on.
Probably don't eat cereal if you watched our other video.
Okay, that video may not be released yet.
Might not be.
Next.
Adequate sleep.
This video is putting you to sleep. We recognize that, and it's for your own good.
So I didn't have the best sleep last night. I don't know why, but yes, I think 7 to 9 hours is what they recommend. We also acknowledge this is very difficult to do, but try to get into routine, try to have healthy sleep habits. But sleep is restorative, and that's when a lot of our inflammation can go down. That's when we can reduce the stress that we have from being awake so much, allowing us to recover.
Yeah, that's the real underdog. It doesn't get as much attention as it deserves. Good sleep, and it's the first thing that goes out the window when we're busy.
That's when a lot of our hormones are made. That's when our cortisol drops.
I think it's how our homework is done.
No, well, sometimes I do think about something like that, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, why didn't you sleep well last night? Caffeine late in the day?
I don't think so, but no, I don't know.
Did you eat sugary cereal before bed?
I did not. I don't know. I was probably a busy mind, probably.
Maybe it's the next one. Okay. Stress.
Yes.
Stress. It's one of those pillars of health. You have to manage your stress.
It's somehow very hard to do.
It is very hard to do, especially with all the things that we've asked you to take out of your life that are bad for you. A lot of people turn to those when they're stressed.
Yeah.
But stress has to be reduced. Elevated stress levels do contribute to a immune dysfunction, which can get you sick.
Good studies show elevated cortisol makes you prone to infection, reduces your immunity, increases your baseline level of inflammation, which can lead to things like leaky gut, which can compromise your gut-based immune tissue. So yes, cortisol, definitely need to reduce your stress.
Cortisol is the stress, one of the stress hormones.
Yeah.
And you know, you can tell when you're stressed out, your GI tract isn't working like it normally does. Your heart doesn't feel like it normally does.
You don't sleep well.
You don't sleep well. Yeah. You sweat, palpitations. So you know that there is a physical consequence to that stress. And one of them is decreased immunity.
Okay, number four is exercise. This is regular physical exercise, not just once a week where you exercise for 3 hours. Exercise has been shown, scientifically proven, to improve your immunity. People that exercise regularly get less common colds, less common infections, that kind of stuff. Because of blood supply, they think, and other responses to exercise.
Right. And these all kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the next one is healthy weight. If you can maintain a healthy weight, you will get sick less because the adipose tissue has been implicated in dysfunctional immune system.
Chronic inflammation particularly, and they say visceral fat is even worse. And a lot of times it's the fat you can't even see, but your organs are wrapped in fat, and this is just not good for our health.
Right.
Okay, number six is avoiding toxic substances, which is one of the other pillars. So
don't say it.
Smoking?
Okay, you can say that.
So you shouldn't smoke. Yeah. Obviously, smoking's not good for you.
Leave it at that.
But you also should consider reducing your alcohol consumption, with the ideal amount being zero for your health.
Bro, it's the holidays.
It is the holidays.
That's what you do.
Yeah, certainly we do not promote any drinking, but we understand that a lot of people will choose to drink socially. Limit your consumption.
That's right. Yeah, if you overindulge with alcohol over the break, you will get sick. You know that.
Yes.
You felt that. What happened? I went on a binge, now I'm sick.
Yeah.
They're just waiting.
It's not good.
The last one, I don't even feel like saying this one.
So supplements and or vaccinations. You don't like supplements?
Supplements are okay.
Okay, so
the vaccinations part, that's tricky, that's political. We're trying not to be political.
Okay, so first let's talk about supplements. So supplements, there's good evidence to show that certain...
Some evidence. Not super good.
You didn't let me finish what I said. Wait till I see what I say.
Okay.
That supplements will help you if you are deficient.
Oh.
Right? Same with the diet, right? Yeah. So if you have a diet that is deficient in magnesium or zinc or vitamin C,
sure,
we would always recommend getting it from your food first. But if you can't, then getting it from supplements. Yeah. Just similar with vitamin D. So, you know, if you got vitamin D tested and you're low, you should probably take a vitamin
or
D supplement.
Or live in a place that doesn't get a lot of sun.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I don't want to poo-poo supplements so much. I personally take a vitamin C, a multivitamin, and a vitamin D.
Sure.
Recognizing the evidence isn't super duper.
Sure. The second part is considering the recommended vaccinations for your age. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a kid, mm-hmm, I think it's not arguable that if you take the measles vaccine, the immunity that you get from this prevents you from getting measles. Yes. That's not negotiable, right?
It's not. I agree with that.
Right.
I agree
with that. So we're not going to talk about
vaccines,
all the
you know, the polio, measles, mumps, rubella.
As we get older, particularly over 50 and then over 60 and over 70, a lot of the vaccines are designed to reduce the severity or the duration of some of the problems. They don't necessarily eliminate them.
Yes.
But for people that are older and more prone to getting very serious illnesses, something like shingles. So you say, well, I want to increase my immunity against the chickenpox virus. Yes. Well, the shingles vaccine does a good job.
We've done
that.
A video on vaccines. I don't know if it's released yet or not, with an infectious disease specialist.
Yes.
So some vaccines are essential, in our opinion. Some vaccines
I don't think in our opinion. I think some vaccines are essential. I think it's not. Some of them I think are not negotiable.
Yeah, HPV you skipped over too. You went from infancy to old age.
Yeah.
In the middle there's the HPV.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so consider vaccinations. Talk to your doctor. Very personal and hepatitis, sometimes political decision.
Hepatitis. Yeah, there are some.
Mumps, rubella. Yeah.
Okay, so vaccines, fine. There's certain vaccines that hit the media and were politicized that turned people off vaccines altogether, which was a big problem.
Phil, you're getting all fired up.
Well, I'm just saying, we heard about it so much.
Yeah, you guys get fired
okay.
up.
Okay, I'm not fired
up. I'm not fired up. You get fired up.
Riling each other up.
We don't rile each other up.
We never get riled up.
I don't get riled.
He doesn't and I don't either.
Look at you right now. You're riled.
We don't get fired up. All right, so that's it. Is that all the things?
Yeah, so that's the things that you can do to increase your immunity. What can you do to reduce your risk of infection? They kind of go hand in hand, no pun intended.
Yeah. Hand in hand, wash your hands. That's a good one. Let's start with that one. Your mom told you that when you were a kid. Wash your hands before you eat. Wash your hands before you handle food.
Can I tell you my pet peeve is when I see someone in a public place go to the bathroom and not wash their hands? What are we doing here, people? Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Okay, number two.
Just don't wash people in the bathroom.
Is wash commonly touched or busy surfaces. So the counters, the door handles, even your phone, whatever. Yeah. Keep those surfaces clean because you usually can put them close to your face.
Yeah, surfaces.
Okay.
Cover your mouth. That's going to protect the others. If you sneeze, if you cough, just cover your mouth so you don't spit those germs out into everybody's face because there's a lot of close contact.
Yes.
In holiday events.
Sticking with the face. How about don't touch your face? And until the pandemic that we were talking about earlier, we learned a lot about how many times we touch our face, and it is a lot.
Yeah.
So try to keep your hands away from your face. Okay.
Don't share cutlery or glasses. Oh, hey, you got to try this gimlet. It's so good.
Oh, you know
what? I want to try it.
The gimlet.
Right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah,
right?
It's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't share the glasses.
Nope.
It's obvious. Here.
And this is common in universities. This is how meningitis, unfortunately, sometimes spreads in universities.
Again?
In that. Yes. Yeah. Like common shared, like cafeteria wear, or you're living with somebody. Yeah. Straws,
same
glassware, cutlery. Don't do it.
Yeah.
If you're really, really sick, consider staying home from that social gathering or from work.
Phone it in.
I mean, obviously, that's a personal decision, too, depending on how sick you are, what you have, all the rest of it, or who you work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So think about that. Okay, last
that'll
one.
That'll help you, too. If you're really sick, you need the rest to get better. Stay hydrated.
I always forget about this.
Yeah,
I'm the worst at drinking during the day.
Yeah, stay hydrated because the dry mucosal membranes cannot affect their immunity that they normally do. They need to be moistened to really have the effect of immunity that they can do. If you have dry mucous membranes, you're at a higher risk of getting
it. So that's the lining of your nose and your mouth. And in the winter, especially here in Canada, those get really dry.
Yeah, they do.
Woo.
It's cold out.
Okay.
So there you go. That's your immunity, things you can do to help your immunity, and things you can do to help your immunity.
You're welcome.
Things you can do to help your immunity do its job, and things you can do to help your immunity by not making them have to work as hard. It's immunity helping immunity.
Yeah, so leave a comment. If you do any of this stuff, if you think it's bunk, whatever, leave a comment. Let us know. If you like this video,
go get sick then.
Please like it, subscribe to our channel, and have the greatest, least infectious holiday ever.
Have a wonderful non-sick holiday.
There you go.
And remember, you are in charge of your own health. And to a certain degree, what bacteria, virus, fungus, or parasite you will catch.
See you next time.